bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Van Zandt, your host on tonight. Welcome once again to another Monday night. We thank God for, this is a November 28th, and we are thanking God for allowing us to come into your living rooms, your kitchen, your cars, wherever you may be at this very moment listening to the sound of my voice. We are thanking God for that opportunity. So bless you on tonight. We pray that you will enjoy this broadcast on tonight. Tonight's broadcast is your next, but it's not your time yet. So we are excited about your next. And if you just stay tuned, listen carefully, get your notepads out, your pens, your Bibles, you're going to be blessed on tonight. We're going to be right back. We're going to play some worship just for a few moments to give our callers time enough to call in so they don't miss the beginning of this radio broadcast, and we'll be right back. Here's a lovely worship music by Sharon Ann. Enjoy. Worship you tonight. Hallelujah. We worship you. Alpha and Omega. We worship you. God, we worship you. Yes, God. We worship you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, God. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We worship you tonight. We worship you, God. We worship you. Yes, Lord. We worship you tonight, God. Yes, Lord. We worship you tonight, Father. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, just worship him just for a few minutes. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. You're worthy to be praised.
We give you all.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We give you all the praise, Lord. We worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We worship you tonight. You're worthy. Yes, Lord, you are. You're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. Give him a little worship on tonight. Just tell him how awesome he is. He's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy. He's been good to us. Yes, he brought us to another Thanksgiving.
You are, you are, you are, you are.
Yes. Put food on your table. Brought you to and fro on the dangerous highway. He's awesome. Yes, he is.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Yes, Lord, nobody greater. Nobody greater. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. That's it. Worship him. Hallelujah. Worship him. My God, nobody greater. Woo, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes. I'm going to come out of worship. I don't want to go too far. Woo, praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Father. He's my rock. He's my fortress. I don't know about you, but he's my rock tonight. He's my deliverer. Yes, he is. Ooh, Shatamosia, come on, fire. Yes, God, yes. Come on, let's worship him. Ooh, just give him a little worship. Just give him some worship right where you are. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, we're going to come in a few minutes. Just give him a little more worship. Ah,
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus.
Oh, praise him for what he's getting ready to do. Worship him for what he's getting ready to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Glory. I love worship. I tell you, I'm just at his feet. Oh, I was at a service, and one of my spiritual daughters, she was ministering, and oh my God, she began to talk about being at the feet about Mary being at the feet of Jesus. And I caught a picture of, you know, when you catch a picture of something that someone is preaching, when you catch that picture, you can take off with it. When you visualize what they're saying, then you can take off with it. And I'm telling you, I took off with it. And it just being at the feet of Jesus, worshiping him like Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was so concerned that Mary was not in the kitchen with her, helping her to cook and to clean. But Jesus said to Martha that you're worrying about something that's really not important right now, and Mary has chosen the best part. Oh, my God, she chose the best part, and that's to sit at my feet, Martha, to worship me and to hear what I have to say. And that's how hungry we have to become in this hour. We have to become so hungry that we want to sit at the feet of Jesus to get instructions. Yes, I heard that, Holy Ghost, to get instructions. We need instructions in this hour from the Lord. We need a godly instructions. We need divine instructions. We need revelation. We need divine insight. We need to hear instructions from God in this hour, so we'll know what to do and how to do it. And we need to know when to go and when not to go, and when to move and when not to move, and when to speak and when not to speak. We need the instruction from God. I feel the Holy Ghost. That's what worship does for us. Ooh, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this radio broadcast on tonight. And we just pray that you would just have your way, Father, and just release the blessings of your word and open up the hearts of those that are calling in to listen, that you would just open their hearts, their spiritual heart, their spiritual ears, that they would hear what is for them, that they receive that portion, what they need on tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up backlash, hindrance, retaliation, jealousy. We bind up every demonic spirit that would try to hinder this broadcast. We bind it and we curse it. We render powers ineffective and operable in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We praise God tonight. I tell you, I feel the presence of God. I love it when the presence of God is just in the atmosphere. You need the presence of God in your atmosphere in this day and time that we're living in, because there's nothing that you can do without the presence of God. Because we're living in such a dangerous hour, evil hour, dark hour, where darkness has become thicker than ever before, we need to keep a atmosphere of worship in our surroundings. We need to keep worship going. We need to prepare our atmosphere with worship so we can stay tuned in to hear God's voice and get rid of the outside noise. Oh, that's a whole nother message I feel coming up in my belly. Let me stay focused. Welcome tonight once again to your next. The topic tonight on the Cutting Edge Radio broadcast tonight is you're next, but it's not your time yet. You're next, but it's not your time yet. Oh, my God, I tell you, you're next. Let's go real quickly to Ephesians. I'm going to give you these scriptures real quickly. Let's go to, not Ephesians. Wait a minute, I want to get my scriptures all wrong. Let's go to Galatians. Here we go. Let's go to Galatians. Go ahead and write these scriptures down. I only have three scriptures to read from. Galatians 4 and 4. We're going to read that right quickly. Oh, gosh. That says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Well, what we want to key onto is, but when the fullness of time was come, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth. Something happened when the fullness of time was come. I want you to open up your spiritual ears. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. And the son, God's son, couldn't come until the fullness of time had came. Oh, tonight broadcast topic is you're next, but it's not your time yet. So how can that be if I'm next and it's not my time yet? Just hold on. I'm going to explain it. Tonight is a night of encouragement, to encourage you, to strengthen your heart on tonight. Something happens when the fullness of time comes. It doesn't mean that you're not next. It doesn't mean that you're at the end of the road, that you're at the end of the last one in line. It's just because you're next, sometimes you still have to wait on the timing. So the fullness of time comes, then Jesus came. I want you to go with me and turn to, let's go over and turn to, let me pull this. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 57. Go ahead and write that down if you have to. Luke 1, verse 57. It says, Now Elizabeth's full time. That's that word full time again. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. Underline, if you got your Bibles, underline delivered. I like that word delivered. And she brought forth a son. Once again, let's key in two. And Elizabeth, full time. That's that harvest time. That full time came. And when Elizabeth full time came, she should be delivered. She was delivered of a man child. Ooh, this is good. This is good. Galatians 4 and 4 said, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son. That word full, key into that word full time. Full time. Okay, go with me real quickly over to Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. I believe we all should know this. It talks about the season of a time. It talks about to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Verse 2 says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build. I want you to pay attention to this. I've read this over and over. I read this before, but sometimes, you know, when you read something over and over again, you go back to that scripture. God always gives you fresh revelation with that scripture. There are many revelations in the scripture, and only God can give you fresh revelation in that scripture. It says a time to weep and a time to laugh. Let me change my glasses. I'm trying to read it. I have to have two pair of glasses on. Okay. It says a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak. Oh, let me just, can I just pause right there for a second? Ooh, that's good right there. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Listen, there are times when we need to learn how to know the timing to keep silent. We need to know the timing, when to keep silent, and we need to know the timing of when to speak. We need to wait sometimes before we speak. There's a time for us to keep silent, and it's a time for us to speak. It's a reason for that. There's a time for us to speak our voice because there is something we really have to say that's important and is powerful information. But there's a time that we really don't speak, even though you do have something to say or you could say something, but there are times that we need to just be quiet. We need to keep silent. We need to hold our peace. We need to shut up. Because at that time, especially when you're sitting in God's presence, there's times that you go into God's presence, and, you know, we're so busy speaking, and talking, and God is sitting there like, okay, I'm waiting for you to be quiet so I can speak to you. So now I need for you to be quiet. I need for you to shut up. I need for you to close your mouth so you can hear the instructions that I'm going to give you, because you can't talk and God can't talk at the same time. We have to learn to listen. That's a quality, learning to listen while we're speaking, and because then you have to understand what you're listening to. Did you hear that? Hearing and listening are two different things. So we need to hear what God is saying, listening to what God is saying, and to understand what we heard God said. Ooh, that's good right there. Ooh, that's good right there. Lord, we thank you. Oh, let's go on. I had to pause right there. Okay. a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time to peace. You're next, but it's not your time yet. When the fullness of time comes, even though you're next, you're still waiting on the fullness of that time. It could be a whole hour. It may be another hour in the fullness of time come. It's almost like you're waiting on an appointment with God, a date with God, a season, a time, appointed time, appointed time with God. I was reading one translation. I believe it was the Message Bible. I don't care too much for the Message Bible. Sometimes it will have something good in there. You're waiting on the appointed time. There is an appointed time in the timing of God. That's good. That's good. Let me say that again. There is an appointed time in the timing of God. While we're waiting on, there are many different levels of God's timing. We're in a stage. There are stages. I don't want to say we're in that now, but there are stages where we're waiting on God's time. Then we're waiting in his time. Because at some point, God brings us out of waiting on God's time. And then he brings us into his time. That's good, Holy Ghost. And then when he brings us into his time, we're still waiting, but we're on a different level of waiting. And then he brings us into his time of waiting. And then we're next. But while we're next, we're still waiting on another level of time, if you will, or appointed time, the appointed time of God. There's appointed time of God, the appointment time of God, that we're waiting for that fullness or that accurate time of God to show up. I want to use this for a demonstration. I have 30 more minutes, and I want to have Prophet Sharon, I believe I see her on the line, I have her to just expound. But I want you to look at the double dutch. I don't know if many of you that listen to my voice remember when we were little girls or children and we used to play double dutch. We used to play double dutch rope. I don't know if you remember that. But when you're playing double dutch rope, I used to play it. And you have two people turning the rope. You got two ropes. Okay, flow with me. Picture this in your mind. You're next to jump in that rope. And you got both people. They are turning the rope, and they're waiting to jump in. But you're next. Ah, oh, Holy Ghost. You're next, but it's not your time yet. Come on, grab this, grab this. You got both people turning the rope. And if you ever notice when the rope is being turned, there is a sound in the turning of that rope. I feel the Holy Ghost. My, 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 my. And you can hear the rope beating against the ground. And I wish I could make the sound, but I can't. But if you can remember when we were children, when you were a little girl, and they used to turn that rope, and there was a sound while they were turning the rope. You know, there was kind of a sound beating against the ground. But you're listening to the sound, but you're waiting to jump in the right timing. Woo, my, 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 my. You're next. I mean, you're right there. It's your turn to jump in the rope. But you still have to wait. Even in that place of waiting, you have graduated. You have went from waiting on God to waiting in the timing of God, on the timing of God, because there are levels of timing. So now you're no longer waiting on his time, because he's now pulled you from waiting on his time into his timing. Woo, Jesus. Now you're in his timing, but you still have to wait. So now your timing is next. Now you're next, but you still have to wait. What is all this waiting about? I'm glad you asked me because I'm getting ready to tell you. Now you're waiting. Now you're next, and you're still waiting for the timing to jump into that double dutch rope. When you
jump into that rope, you have to make sure there is the right opening between the turning of the rope. Picture that in your head. You're still waiting to jump in the turning of the rope, but you got to jump in the right timing. So when you jump in the rope, you become one with that rope, and you jump while they're turning the rope at the same time. Woo! Have you ever watched when they're when a person jumps into the rope, they miss it, and your their foot get tangled up into the rope? Oh, Jesus, hekobo my shot, hekobo shot. That's how it is in the spirit. If we don't wait on the right timing to jump in the rope, we'll cause things to get tangled up, and then we have to go back to the beginning, not the end of the line, but we have to go back and try it all over again because we messed up. We didn't move with the beat. My God, I heard this before I came on the radio broadcast. I said, Lord, okay, come on, help me here. And that this is what the Lord said to me. He said, you're waiting on the right beat. Ah! Ooh, shaka, come on. You're next, but it's not your time yet because you're waiting on the right beat. Mm. Ooh, you're waiting on the right beat to move. You have to move at the right of the kingdom. There's a beat. There's a rhythm in the kingdom, and you have to move according to the right beat of the kingdom, because if you don't move according to the right beat, if you don't take that first step, and when the kingdom, when that right beat is open, see, the beat is what opens the way for you to go in. See, there's a beat, there's a rhythm in the kingdom. You're waiting for the rhythm of heaven so you can walk into the right rhythm, so you can walk into the right door, so you can walk in where the door is completely open and everything is ready. You don't want to move at the wrong beat. You don't want to move at the wrong rhythm. You want to move at the rhythm of heaven. You want to move at the time appointed. Woo! The time appointed is connected to the rhythm of heaven. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, this is good right here, Holy Ghost. This is good. You're next, but it's not your time yet. You're next, but it's not your time yet. It doesn't mean that you have to wait a long, 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 long time anymore. It doesn't mean that you have to wait 10 years, 5 years anymore. But you're next. Your turn is next. You're up now. You're at the first, at the head of the line. You're at the head of the line. But the scripture says, watch what the scripture said. In Luke and 1, I think it was Luke 1 and 57, it says, and Elizabeth's full time came, the full time, her full time came, and she was delivered. So you're next, but you're waiting on the full time. You're waiting for the clock to 10 more minutes. It's not quite 10 minutes to 8 yet. So you're still next. You're still in that line. It's just like when you go into, it's just like when you're going through a revolving door. I saw something else today. You ever been through the big department stores and you know those big round, those big revolving doors? I'm quite sure many of us have seen that in big cities, and they have the big revolving door. You have to stand there and wait. You have to wait for that other person to go in before you get in. And sometimes if there's a lot of people, they're going through that revolving door. It's really, really fast, and it's spinning. And if you don't jump in there at the right time, if you don't wait for the right rhythm, if you don't wait for the right moment, you'll get caught up in that door and you'll get hurt. So you have to stand there and wait to the right moment. It's your turn. You're next to going to that door, but you're waiting for the right beat. You're waiting for the right opening. You're waiting for that rhythm. You're waiting for that appointed time to go through, because you got to move quick. Hey, Kobo shot. You have to move quick when you go through that revolving door, because if you don't move quick, you'll get hit with that door. Woo! Hey, I hope you're catching this in the spirit. We're waiting now. See, what God is doing in the waiting, why do we have to wait? There's a purpose for waiting. No one likes to wait. Don't nobody like to wait. But there's a reason why God has us to wait, because we're waiting on his fullness time. Well, it's just like with the woman having the baby. It's like when Mary had the baby. It says at the fullness of time, God sent his son. When Mary's time had fully came, the season and the timing for her to birth that baby came, the baby was delivered. Waiting is necessary. It's a challenge, but it's a necessary. In the waiting, there's a process going on. God is doing something in the waiting. There's a process that's going on in us. God is preparing us for the interest. He's preparing us so when we get to the time and when we get to our place of next, we know how to flow with the beat of heaven. We'll know how to go with the rhythm of heaven when our time is next. Many times we're not ready to be next because God has to teach us how to move according to the rhythm of heaven. We have to take off some things. He has to shed some things off of us. He has to make us and mold us, and he has to prepare us for what he is about to do. He is preparing you. You're next. But it's not your time yet because you have to time it just right in that double dutch. That's the best example, I believe, to me, is that example of that double dutch rope. And it's turning. It's turning. But you have to wait for the right beat. You have to wait for the right move to jump into that rope so you don't get tangled up in the rope. In the spirit, you have to wait for the right timing to move in the heavens. Move with the rhythm of the heavens. Move with the right beat of the kingdom. We're waiting for the right beat of the kingdom. We're waiting for the rhythm of heaven. Heaven has a rhythm. My God from glory. Heaven has a beat. Did you not know heaven has a sound? There's a sound that heaven releases, and we have to wait for the right sound of heaven to say, okay, now is your time. Go. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, now you have to be ready to go. When the Holy Ghost say go, you have to be ready to go. You can't be going back to get your bags and get your coat, get your keys, and get this paperwork ready, get that paperwork ready, get this ready. No, you have to be ready to go. Hey, you have to be ready to flow and move with the rhythm of the sound, with the rhythm of the beat of the kingdom, with the rhythm of heaven. There's appointed time. You're next. But you're waiting on the appointed time of God. You're waiting on that season. Now, watch this. I'm going to read this. I got to read this real quick. Okay, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. You all know, you don't read it. It talks about the right time for birth. There's a right time for birth. There's a right time to plant. There's a right time to kill. You know, there's a time for everything under the sun. It talks about the right timing to do this and the right time to love. And there's a time to do this, a time to kill, a time to laugh, a time to love. Okay, there is those right times. Notice, as you read that in the Word, there's a right time for each and every one of those things. There's a right time to kill. There's a time to heal. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build up. Notice it's all not done in the same timing. Go back and read it tonight and let God speak to you. Notice it's not all done in the same timing. Notice that it is done in timing. Notice that there is a timing. So you're next. You're next, but you're waiting on that time, that appointed time, that rhythm of heaven. That beat, you're waiting on the beat of heaven. You're waiting on the tick-tock, tick-tock. It's just like a clock. You're sitting and you're waiting for an appointment, or you're waiting for the train to come, and you're at the train station, and the train is going to be there at 3 o'clock, and you're watching your clock, and it looks like the train is going to run late, and you're waiting because it's time for you to get on the train, and you're watching it tick-tock. You're waiting, watching the hands move to that next minute. It's your next. But you're waiting on that minute of that hand to go to the right time, that 3 o'clock sharp, 3 o'clock sharp. That's how we have to move in the spirit with the rhythm of heaven. We have to move in sync with the heaven, 3 o'clock sharp, 4 o'clock sharp, 5 o'clock sharp, 6 o'clock sharp. We have to move with the rhythm of heaven. We have to move to the right beat of heaven. Heaven has the right beat. And each time that is a time to kill, a time to love, those are windows. Those are windows. So it's a time for the window of love to open. It's a time for the window to cast away. It's a time for the window to get, to lose, to keep. There's a window, and those windows of heaven has those clocks on them, have the timing clocks on. Okay, it's time to go. Okay, it's time to come. Okay, it's time to sit down. Woo! You're moving with the rhythm of heaven now. You're moving with the rhythm of heaven, and you're moving according to the right beat. Okay, it's time to sit down now. Okay, it's time to be quiet now. It's time to speak now. It's time to give now. It's time to weep now. There's a timing in God. This is the timing of the kingdom, the rhythm of the kingdom, and we have to know our timing. You're next. The Lord wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to know you're next. And he's preparing us for the year of 2017, but he wants you to know that you're next. You're next. You're just waiting now for the right timing to go through so you don't get caught up in the double dutch. So you don't get caught up, tangled up in the double jump and the double dutch. You don't get caught up in the rope tangling up your feet, because we don't have time to get tangled up now. We don't have time to lose the beat of the kingdom. We don't have time to miss the rhythm of the kingdom. We have now. How now? I'm listening to someone in my spirit say, "How do we do that, Apostle? Stay focused. You stay focused. Keep your mind on God. Stay in worship so you can hear God every day. I need to hear God. See, that's how your mind should be every day. Because you're next. Because you're next. But you're still waiting on that time." See, there's a levels of time in God. You know, we're waiting on the timing. Then God takes us out of waiting on the timing of God, and then he puts us in his timing. And then when we're in his timing, then he brings us up to the place where our time is next. But we're still waiting on the rhythm of the timing of God. Every time, every beat of the timing of God has a purpose. It's so that we can arrive where we're going to arrive in God safely. We're going to arrive full of power. We're going to arrive full of knowledge and revelation. We're going to have everything we need so we can arrive to where we need to arrive, packed, ready to go. So we don't have to say, oh, I got to go back and do this. Oh, I forgot to do this. No, we won't have time to do that, because now the season and the time of God is going to begin to move faster than ever before. Doors will begin to open faster than they ever opened, because now God has been preparing us in the waiting. When we had to wait on God, and when he took us out of the place of waiting on him, and then he brought us into the place of waiting, he said, now each waiting, God is doing something in us. He's chiseling us. He's putting patience in us. He's developing our character. He's developing our integrity. He's preparing us to be able to handle the blessing. Do you know God has to prepare us to handle the blessing? Because if you're not used to the kingdom blessing of God, if you're not used to millions and millions of dollars, you won't know how to handle it. You won't know how to handle it. So God said, I got to keep you right here so I can teach you and train you how to handle it. I'm after your praise right here. In the waiting, God wants your praise. In the waiting, he wants your worship. In the waiting, he wants you to pray. In the waiting, he wants you to give him glory. Because God must know that when you don't have nothing, you can praise him when you don't have nothing. So when he does give you something, you can still praise him, and it won't cause you to lose your salvation over it. See, God is doing something in us in the wait. But you're next. He said, you're next. But it's not your time yet. Ooh, this here is good, Holy Ghost. This is good. I tell you, this is good. This is good. I'm going to bring a prophet Sharon on. I'm going to see what God has given her or put in her spirit to share. Ooh, we have 21 more minutes on the air. Prophet Sharon, I'm hoping to open up the right line. Prophet Sharon?
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you. I know God put something in your spirit. I can feel it.
Oh my God. As you was talking, the Lord was saying about time. There's the appointed time and the fullness of time. And he said those three has a set time for each time. Each timing of time has a set time. When you come to an appointment at the doctor, you come at 2:00 because that is the set time. That's the time that you were scheduled to come. But once you get to the appointment, there's an appointed time for you to go in to see the doctor. After you go in and see the doctor and have your examination and get finished with your appointed time, you're at the fullness of time. The fullness of time is the completion. And when we look at we look into scripture at Jesus, he even told his own mother, he said, "Woman, what have I to do with you? It is not my time yet." He kept saying, "It's not my time yet." He moved in the time, even though Galatians 4:4 said, "In the fullness of time, God sent his son." But when he got here, he didn't move until the fullness of that season of time for him to do a specific thing. He was here, and he didn't start his ministry until the fullness of time. And as you was talking about that double dutch, and you wait for that right beat is the fullness of time, because the fullness of time is the completion of the thing. The scripture said there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And we know even in voting, even in getting a job, or even in, you know, having a baby, there's an appointed time. But when the fullness of that time comes, it's that thing is completed. See, Jesus came to complete the redemption work, to redeem man. He didn't come to just, you know, keep man from going to hell. He came and he completed the work. He took authority over death, hell, and the grave. He led captivity captive. In the fullness of time, he completed the work that the Father gave him to do. So the fullness of time is the completion of a thing. And even as you were saying, how do we stay in the timing of God? You said, one, you said to stay focused. And then, two, you said to stay in his presence. And the Lord said, when you said that, the Lord said, because in his presence, God himself is teaching us the timing of God. In his presence is where we learn how to wait. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. And again, it said, wait patiently on the Lord. He said, and again, I say, wait. Because he wants you to wait for that specific timing, the fullness of the time, the beat of heaven, the rhythm of heaven. He don't want you to skip a beat or miss a beat. He wants you to walk in the fullness of the beat, because that's the completion. And a lot of times when we go ahead of God, you know, we miss the timing of God. But when we wait patiently on the God and we move in his timing, we get the results of heaven, the results of the kingdom, the fullness of the thing that God wanted us to have. We come to the fullness of the work. You know, Paul said, "I finished my course. I fought as put forth." You know, because he stayed in the timing of God. So he was ready to go, and he knew it, and God knew it. You know, because so we have the time, we have the appointed time, and then we have the fullness of time. So we want to wait on the Lord for the fullness of his timing, because he have a time for every purpose. He just told us in Ecclesiastes, for every purpose under heaven. But we don't go and vote anytime we want to vote. There's a season for voting. We don't go to work anytime. There's a time, appointed time, we're to be at our job. We can't just walk in the doctor's office anytime. There's an appointed time. There's a set time. But when we go at the appointed time, you know, we get the results. The doctor is there. The x-ray report is back. The lab report is back. Everything is in alignment. So the time and the appointed time has to come into fruition together for the fullness of time to be complete. It has to be just like an eclipse. Eclipse take place when the sun and the moon align itself together. So we have to be in the rhythm of heaven, as you were saying, for that eclipse to take place in the spirit in our life. And you can tell when a person is walking in the fullness of time, because everything, it just click, it fits. You know, you take one step and you walk right into your destiny. You take another step, you walk right into purpose. You take another step, you walk right into favor. It all, God aligns everything up in his perfect timing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's real good. That's real good. That's real good. Something you were saying, and I was thinking, something you were saying about, I was writing down some little notes, and I want to say, if those that are on the call tonight, if you're on Facebook, please go to the Facebook and just give us a, give us a B, you know, say, Apostle, that was good, or just say something to encourage us. You know, many times people don't understand that, you know, we need to be encouraged. We need to know, do we need to put a different show on? Do we need to have a different topic? You know, were you blessed? You know, did you get a nugget? Say something to us. If you're on the Facebook, send a text, send us something, say, I was blessed, I got a nugget, I got my portion on tonight, I was blessed. That keeps us encouraged to keep coming back, seeking God for more. But I want to say this, something you were saying. I was thinking about that double dutch rope. I was thinking about the double dutch, and you were talking about walking in the beat of God, in the rhythm of God. And I was thinking about the beat. When you finally got into that rope, in that double dutch rope, you jumped in, and now the rope is still turning, and the person is still, you know, dancing or stepping to the beat of that rope, because there is a beat. You know, there's a beat to it. I can hear the beat now in my ear. I can just hear the beat, because I used to love jumping rope. But when we're in that rope, we're beating with the turning of the rope. We're beating with the timing of the beat and the rhythm. So there's the beat and the rhythm and the turning of the rope all comes together. And if that person,
Amen.
If you jumped in the right timing, then it's a constant flow. Because I watched a show where it was like a game. And this young lady, she was jumping real good to the beat. And, I mean, she didn't miss a step. She didn't miss a beat. She didn't mess up to the rope, you know, because when you mess up, your foot gets tangled up in the rope. But she was flowing in the beat, in the rhythm, because there's a rhythm. There's a beat, and
yes.
That's where we have to get in God. We have to get caught up in the rhythm and the beat of heaven. So each step, like you were saying, Prophet Sharon, each step, okay, there's favor here. You take a step here, favor, boom. You take a step here, TV here, or radio here, or favor here, doors are here, access there, because we're moving in the beat, in the rhythm, in the timing of God. Many a times we mess up when we move too quick. And I have this term, we move with the first thought off the top of our head. We act rather than responding to God. We react to situations, and we move according to whatever it is that's going on. We just move off the top of our head with no plan, no strategy, no wisdom. We don't have a long-range plan. I'm a long-range plan person. I don't care what it looks like. If I don't have a plan, I got to have a plan for months down ahead. I just don't jump into something because I'm in the hot water here. I have to make a plan. I have to have a strategy plan, so when I get down 3 months down the road, I'll still have a pole to lean on. I'll still have a chair to sit on because I've thought it out. I just don't jump off, move off the top of my head. And that's how we cannot do that in this hour. But I wrote something down. Oh, my goodness, I have 11 more minutes on the air. When you was talking about fullness of God, fullness of God is the completion of God's timing. Ooh, the fullness of God is the completion of God's timing. So what we've been waiting on all this time, we've been waiting on the completeness of God's timing. We were in time, we were at the point in time, and now God has brought us to the fullness of time when we walk into 2017. It is important that we are hearing God. We're somewhere. I'm going to be having a service January where the Lord's just leading me to anoint those, to prepare them for 2017 so we can hear God. It is important. It is valid. It is necessary. It is critical for us to hear God in 2017. We need to hear him now. We need to receive some instructions now. So we don't lose your place in line. You're next.
but you're now waiting on the fullness of his time. Just like a proper sharing was saying, you're at the doctor's office. That was a good demonstration, analogy. When you're at the doctor's office, they give you a 3 o'clock appointment. You get to the 3 o'clock appointment. You just don't go into the doctor's office. When you get to the doctor's office, there's a sheet, a signing sheet that you must sign into. And then they'll say, well, have a seat and wait. There's that wait word, wait again. They'll say, wait until the doctor calls you, or wait, someone will call you. So that's another wait. Even though you're there at a time they gave you, you still have to wait for the next timing. You have to wait till it's your turn. And then even when your turn comes, if you notice this, they'll call your name. Now is your turn. They'll bring you on in the door. But notice when it's your turn, even after going through behind those doors, you still have to wait on the timing to see the doctor, because you just don't see the doctor right there. They put you in this other little room. Even though it's your turn, you're next, but you still have to wait on that timing to see the doctor. So there's a timing that we must wait. We're waiting on the fullness of time. So when the fullness of time for you to see that doctor, then the doctor walks in. That's that fullness, that's the completeness of time. We're waiting on a mature time. There's another word that dropped in my spirit, the mature timing of God. We're waiting on the mature, and that's for our benefit. God said,
amen.
You know, his thought, he said, I know my thoughts towards you. He said, they're not of evil, but they are of good, that you would have an expected end. The expected end is the mature timing of God in your life. Because, see, everything that we ask God for, the things that we want God to do in our life, and his expected end, he said, I know my thoughts towards you. They are of good and not of evil. He said, but it's of an expected end. So we cannot even imagine God's expected end for us. He's not going to show us what his expected end for us, because he wants us to trust him. He said, if you can trust me, he said, I need you to trust me. Ah, Jacobo, stop. He said, I need you to trust me. Trust me. Because I have an appointed time. But we have to stay in sync with God. We have to stay in link. We have to stay connected. We have to stay in tune with God, making sure that we don't miss. This is not the time to get out of line. My God, from glory. This is not the time to get out of line, because we're frustrated. Listen, can't nobody be more tired than I am. I'm kind of like, oh, God, I give you my frustration this morning. I give you my frustration. I've been waiting for some years and years and years. I said, but God, I have to trust you. Prophet Shannon and I were talking this morning, and we was talking and say, we're in this hour where you have to believe God or you sink. Ain't no other in between. You believe God or you sink. In 2017, I'm going to have a prophetic show, at the December of New Year's Eve. Keep following me. Watch for the announcement. But December the 30th, I believe it is New Year's Eve, I'm going to have a prophetic show where we're going to have prophets, a panel of prophets who will begin to prophesy. We're going to call in, and we'll begin to pray for you for 2017. And if God gives us a word for you individually, we will give you that word. If God doesn't give us anything, we'll just pray for you. So we're going to be doing that. You don't want to miss God in this hour. So stay in line. Stay in sync. Stay in order. Stay in that order. Stay. Don't break the line. Don't break the line. My God, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, don't break the line. Stay in line. Stay in position, because you're next. You're just waiting for the fullness. You're waiting for the mature time of God. You're waiting for the complete time of God. But you're next. It's not another 10 years away. But you're next. So don't mess up, because you're right there. You're next. Stay in place with God. Woo, I'm running out of words. I'm trying to think of some more words to say. Go ahead, darling. We got 5 more minutes. Go ahead, darling.
I just want to just say this one thing. When you was talking, the Holy Ghost said, stay in the flow of the Spirit. The scripture says, as many as led by the Spirit of God are truly the sons of God. Because the sons is connected to the Father. Our ears is attuned unto his lips. Our spirit is one with the Father. Jesus said, as we are one, let them be one as we are one, Father. So when we stay in the flow of the Spirit, we stay in the rhythm of God, the beat of God, the move of God. And just like water, when water runs, it flows into one the next body of water, and that body keep running, and it goes into the next. It's no break in the flow of the stream of the water. So we have to stay in the stream of the Spirit, the flow of God, and it just it leads us into the next thing and the next thing, because it's a connection that God hooks us up to. That's why, you know, that favor is there. Opportunity is there. The anointing is there. Healing is there. Because you just flow in one thing to the next. Because everything is in alignment when it comes to God. So when we walk in the Spirit of God, when we are led by the Spirit of God, we stay in that flow.
That's good. That's good. Stay in the flow of God, the river of God, that stream of God. Stay in the stream, my God. Stay in the prophetic stream of God. Stay in that prophetic flow of God so we don't miss. That's good. I like that, Prophet Sharon, so we don't miss the fullness or the mature time of God. That's all you're waiting on now is that mature time of God. You're next, but you're waiting on the mature time. You're waiting on the right timing of God because it's crucial. The right timing of God is crucial. When to move and when not to do something is crucial right here. Oh, my, I hear the Holy Ghost say, right here where it's really crucial. It's really crucial because you don't want to miss your place. You don't want to get put behind the line again, because when you miss your place, you get put behind the line, the back of the line again, and you have to wait all over again. So right here is crucial. Stay in the prophetic stream, the prophetic flow. Stay in worship. Stay in his presence. Not, get rid of all the outside noise. Get rid of the noise that you that's in your atmosphere so you can hear God's voice clearly. So you can hear when he says go left, and you can hear him say go right. When he can say, okay, when you turn left, this is what I want you to do, or this is what you do. This is how we have to hear God. And it's so valid for the prophets of God. I'm getting ready to do my ministry school in January. It's prophets. It's going to be a training for the prophets in this era to hear God like never before. So there is a precise word. It's time for the prophets of God, not the prophets of Baal, not the prophets of witches and warlocks, but the prophet of Baal to come forth and walk integrity and character. Oh, my God, that's a whole nother broadcast. We have two more minutes. Listen, we're praying right now. Father, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for each and every person that has called in on this broadcast on tonight. To pray that what has been said, that it will be a seed in their spirit, it will grow, and they will become who you would have them to be, that you will meet every need according to your divine will for their lives. We thank you, Father, that every need is taken care of in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that they will begin to grow and hear your voice, and that they will stay in this flow, in the stream of the prophetic. They will move with you, that they will wait, give them that strength that they need to wait on the mature timing of God, the fullness of God's time in the name of Jesus, so they don't miss the next move. Let them stay in the beat, the flow in the beat, Father, the rhythm of heaven, to stay in the beat, to hear the beat, to stay in the rhythm of God for the appointed time to come, the mature time, the complete time of God will come in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you now. We give you glory, and we praise you for everyone that blessed them on this week. Keep them safe and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger, and evil, and accident in Jesus' name. And join us this Wednesday if you have free time. We'll be back again this Wednesday at 8 o'clock with Relationship Wednesday. And if the Lord speaks to you to sow a seed into this broadcast to keep us going, to keep us flowing, just go to my website, go to my Facebook, and the Lord, you know, you can contact me there, or just contact me and let me know how you want to sow a seed, and we can make that happen just to keep whatever God says. If he says $5, $10, whatever he tells you to sow to keep us on. God bless you. I'm going to say on tonight, shalom, and call. See you this Wednesday on Relationship Wednesday. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
You are the one. Jesus.